as far as surprise goes, to surprise, I ended up being sick today, and I'm going to have to sit out Arlen Walker's Astonishing Swords and Sorcerers of Hyboria game, which really sucks, because I was looking forward to playing that. The Barbarians of Lemuria game I ran for you guys, I was doing the tower as they were, Che and Gabriel were coming down the tower, and I forgot to put somewhere for the guards, the rest of the guards, and so I had to come up off top of my head, put them in the room, and that was a surprise when Che played dice with them and, you know, locked them in the room, and that was a surprise. So, yeah, you can over-prep for a game, and sometimes you have to just ad-lib it and let it go, and I think that game was the better for it. But, I don't know. It's probably just the fever talking.
Begin after 8 taps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He was slinging pawns at a B&B when he had an epiphany. And make a part in about time too about not playing D&D. And it was free for all, and I heard him say, he bought my Borderlands. But just sit back and let Spencer do his trick, cause you're incapable hands.
Thank you, Mr. T.J. Drennan. That was Jason you heard there at the beginning of the podcast from Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm sorry you were ill, man, and you had to miss out on playing with Arlen. I mean, I'd love to play with Arlen, and I'm quite jealous that you two played Best Left Buried. I'm waiting for the rule book to arrive, because that really appealed to me. I downloaded the zine version and read through that and just thought, it's like somebody's been tapping into my thoughts and put all the things that appeal to me into a game. So I'm very eager to get my hands on that and play that online. If you're ever considering running that yourself, yeah, I'd certainly be up for playing some of that. Don't worry, I'm not skipping over all the other messages you've left me, Jason. I just wanted to drop that one in, particularly because it addresses the Barbarians of Lemuria game that we played in at the weekend. And I wanted to go back and visit that. Inspired by Shandy Andy's Unguarded Treasure episode, also Che Webster spoke about it in the most recent Dungeon Master's Diary episode. And Jason himself put out a special episode just yesterday about the session. And it occurred to me that I had a bit more to say about it. Firstly, what a great bunch of guys to have my first online role-playing experience with. Jason himself, extremely laid-back DM, and that really helped. I wanted to address what Jason said about forgetting a certain element of the adventure, you know, in positioning the guards and just kind of running with it and not getting hung up on that. It wasn't until that I got to the end of the game and I realised that Krongar had a hatred of sorcery, which meant that whenever dealing with a wizard or a sorcerer, I should have been rolling with advantage. In fairness, I think because of the sword I was using, I was rolling advantage on all my attacks. And yeah, advantage isn't stackable. But it's interesting I didn't actually see that until the game finished. And I looked down at the bottom of the character sheet and there it was, about me rolling advantage when dealing with magic users. And when you consider what a simple game it is, and it's still possible to overlook stuff like that, yeah, just makes me wonder about playing something a little more complex and keeping track of all the moving parts, you know. But there was a bit of a conversation this morning about whether or not a simple system, I mean, where it's been discussed before about whether simple systems lend themselves to campaign play or not. And I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. I know there was a feeling after the session that several of us, if not all of us, wanted to go back and play another adventure with those characters. Although I didn't feel that in the sense of I wanted to go campaigning with these characters, possibly because you start off being very competent. And you certainly feel very competent. I mean, there were certainly moments in the game towards the end where bad dice rolls led to quite a few failed actions. We felt like we were on the ropes at a certain point, at least I did. But, that feeling of wanting to play again was more akin to seeing a great film and thinking, well, I hope they make a sequel to that. You know, I could spend a little bit longer in that universe. What I feel might work is playing in more like a Chronicle style, where you're visiting those characters at certain points throughout their lives. Much like how the fiction was written, you know, Conan, Elric, Fafford and the Grey Mouser were not written in a chronological order. They're just events plucked from different points throughout the characters' timelines. I thought that would be interesting to maybe play a game like that with not too much concern, not getting hung up on continuity and stuff like that. I wanted to say a bit about my choice of character, playing a barbarian. It might be my lack of experience, but playing a barbarian was kind of against type for me. I do lean towards the sort of ranger, thief, assassin, that kind of thing. Playing a barbarian was really, it's a lot of fun. And I noticed when the game began, I started out describing my character, and essentially I read out the background that was written in the book. And it wasn't until the other players started introducing their characters was that I hadn't really said anything about Krongar's personality. At that stage, I didn't really know what sort of personality he was going to have. And that really came out through play, I felt. There was something about him, maybe it was, you know, my own personal feelings. There was a kind of reluctance to the fact of him being a barbarian. He seemed to have something of a slightly fragile ego, wanting to be adventurous and daring, but a kind of displeasure in the brutality of his actions. I don't know whether that came across or whether that was just my own feelings, but it was certainly interesting. I certainly feel that he kind of gelled with the group. I really wanted to do the sliding in to the top of the tower with Che's character, but it didn't really make sense that both the barbarians would be up there, and I ended up on the ground team. But that was a lot of fun, you know, grabbing some noble, roughing him up a bit, stealing his invite. And then I believe Evil Jeff's character, having him tied up. But the game, I mean, there's a real emphasis on fun there. I do wonder about the idea of hero points. I mean, I've always struggled with that idea, how that kind of takes you out of the game. And that, oh no, that didn't work, let's re-roll it. But it kind of made sense here for me. It's certainly battling with the creature at the end and how you really want to pull out all the stops, and every time you fail you just try it again and again. I guess it comes down to how you're imagining that occurring. For me, it was about determination. Krongar felt very capable throughout the adventure, right up until the end, where I failed several times in a row and ended up using up most of my hero points. in quick succession. To me, that more reflected the weight of what was occurring at the end of the adventure. And yeah, it didn't really feel problematic at all. It just kind of worked. Yeah, basically, sounds like a good time was had by all. And I'd very much look forward to playing that again. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I like to be in Lemuria. Okay, but me in Lemuria. Everything's free in Lemuria. Kippers for tea in Lemuria.
Hey, free thrall. Sorry about the sciatica and the back pain. It does suck. I know. I've been there. It sucks. Here's to getting all the way healed up and not letting it slow you down. Not letting it slow you down. And happy Monday, Whisk Out.
Hi, Spencer. It's Liren. Oh, man. I remember when I was juggling around with microphones and trying different things, and it is really surprising how different they can sound. It was also surprising that in the end, a phone with a good microphone turned out almost better than all of them. My little Samson handheld microphone is wonderful, and that's what I use when I have the time to actually plan ahead and do that. But this comment I'm still doing on my phone that has the subpar microphone, because leaving comments, I can't figure out how to do that with my microphone. So anyways, I'm really happy to hear an episode from you, and I hope you feel better. Oh my gosh, sciatica is terrible. I worked the lady who had it, and she just suffered. Oh, so anyway, I'm glad it's better. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ivy the Happy Whisk, and Liren from Updates from the Middle of Nowhere, for your kind words of support. I am feeling much better, thank you. And as far as the microphone business goes, I have ordered a PC headset specifically for gaming. Quite a cheap headset called M-Pow. They're under 20 quid. So pretty much the cheapest pair available. But they had some pretty good reviews. So I thought, you know, what the hell, I'll get those. And if they're not helpful for podcasting, they'll certainly be useful for online play, which I'm hoping to be doing a lot more of. So thanks for your calls. I thought I would take a look at addressing some of Jason's messages. So here goes.
Hey Spencer, Jason here, Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm working my way through your back catalog on your second episode. And just to say, I can definitely appreciate the lack of space thing. I end up locking myself in our spare room to try to get away from the noise of the TV and the family and the dogs. And with that, you know, a lot of times I'm playing at night in late hours, or I'm playing when the family's not home, which means I'm taking care of the dogs. And with two puppies, well, they're not quite baby puppies, but they're still, you know, two young dogs, especially one with a small bladder. It's tough because they keep wanting to go out in the middle of the game. So I'm not trying to compare my dogs to your kid, your child. That's not cool, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I expect I'll call you a lot over the next few days as I listen to your backlog, so take it easy.
Well, thanks, Jason. It's quite a task you've set yourself there. Yet space was the main factor in why I haven't been playing online. But now we are closed for the season. I've set myself up in the dining room, which isn't ideal. I was looking at setting myself up in one of the smaller rooms, but as I don't necessarily want to be set up permanently in another room, because I do need to, I spend most of my time with my young 3-year-old daughter, so I can't really lock myself away for long periods during the day and just take my moments where I can when everybody's out or once my daughter's in bed. Yeah, so it's still difficult scheduling games, but I would certainly have a lot more time to play with and looking forward to playing with a lot more of the Anchorites and trying my hand at a few different games. So, yeah, very much looking forward to that. And I just listened to your movies message. I'm probably not going to play every single message you send me, but I will address as much of the points that you pick up on as I can. But it really amused me that you watched Based and really enjoyed it. I mean, that's strikes me as being quite Anglo-centric. I mean, despite many of the references in it being to American culture, there's a lot of stuff like, Jaffa cakes and things like that in there. I wonder whether a lot of the jokes come across, but it's one of my favourite TV shows, and I've probably rewatched that more than anything else. I identified with a lot of what's going on with Tim Beasley in that show, so yeah, it's a real favourite of mine. Oh, and here's a message that almost slipped through the net from the mysterious brother Tyler M of A 20-Sided Life. On hands on your volume knobs, because there's an F-bomb coming.
Hey, Free Thrall, it's the mysterious brother here. I was just calling about your trifold. OCS looks really awesome, man. I was on the Discord the other day and saw your post about it, and took a look at it, and man, it's great. I'm actually thinking about getting my game, you know, typed out a little bit and probably trying to fit it on a trifold myself. I really like that format. I guess you kind of brought it to my attention a little bit. So thanks for that. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Also, your music is fucking awesome. Sorry for the language, but I freaking dig it, man. TJ did such a good job with that, and you know, keep doing what you're doing and keep rolling.
Thanks very much for that, Tyler. I really appreciate your message, and I've got to say I was very pleased with how it looked in the trifold format. Just gives it a little extra something. Well, I think that's about enough from me for now. Thanks very much for those call-ins, always appreciated. If you want to share your thoughts, you can leave me a message using the Anchor link in the show description. You'll also find a link there to the Osseous Trifold and TJ Drennan's Patreon, who provides all the great music that I use. And also, you'll find my email address if you'd rather contact me that way, spencer.freeforall@gmail.com. And remember, when things get dicey, just roll with it.